Hello. I was just thinking they were about to launch into happy birthday.
Oh, again.
Outside.
Once again, we're recording on a Friday.
We love to pick our moments, and it's literally like two people's birthdays, I think, in the office today.
Yeah.
So they keep breaking into song, which is nice.
It's a nice vibe. It's better than drunk screaming, I think. Yeah.
But it's also annoying when you need to record a very professional podcast.
Oh, yes. At least today is not going to be very serious. Like, but first, I think you need to
the situation
I'm
right
looking,
now.
I'm looking at something.
I wish I had my phone to take a photo of it. So I'm sitting in the podcast room. Well, it's not the podcast room.
Whatever
it's
this room is.
This studio. And I have – and
okay.
There's several elements to this. I have thongs on outside my house, which is just a no-no for me. I'm not judging anyone else that wears thongs. I just don't like to wear them.
Do you just remember when we used to wear them as fashion, like,
yes,
constantly?
Yes, I think that's why I don't like wearing them anymore. It takes me back to a me that I didn't. I wore them with
I don't
jeans.
Identify like, with that me anymore.
I'd go to the movies in thongs and jeans. No.
Yes.
I hate that.
What was that? All the time. And like brown Havaianas, it was only brown.
Yes, brown, yes.
No other colour. Maybe black if you wanted.
Yeah, black or brown, but nothing too zesty.
No.
But I have leopard print ones
on. They're very zesty.
That were free. And I just shoved them in my bag today because I've got the world's most swollen feet, like two balloons.
Yeah.
At the end of my legs. I usually have really dainty little ankles.
You do.
And they're just...
That's an alarming
they're
sight.
They're gone. And it's very early and... Well, not very, but it's a little early in a pregnancy to have this already. And it was happening in the dead of winter when it was like 10 degrees.
Oh, is it meant to happen in summer?
Well, it's more like... Because I do get quite swollen in summer when I'm not pregnant.
Me too.
I'm just a swelly foot person. Planes, summer.
Just everything face.
Yeah. So... It's
boobs.
Happening. So it's been a little alarming and it's been happening for a few weeks, but today it is summer-ish. Mm. So I have a leopard print skirt on and I didn't make the connection. And then when I was at the doctor, I had slides and I couldn't put my foot back into the slide.
Oh, God.
So I transitioned into my
thongs. I thought
thongs.
That was intentional.
No, and I went, oh, fuck, I brought my leopard print thong. I look like Fran Fine goes to...
I think it's a vibe, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you did it purposely.
It's upsetting me so much that I'm scuffing around the office.
I mean, they're definitely house thongs, but like of all the thongs that like, you could be worse, like you could have white ones, you'd have double pluggers on.
Yeah, true.
Imagine if you got stuck with just double pluggers.
Yeah, that would be bad.
I just don't think I could accept it. We'd have to go shopping at lunchtime.
I'm going to get some Birkenstocks this weekend. It's time. Some wide feet.
Genius pregnancy tip from Josie.
From my friend Bree.
Or from Bree.
Yeah, her sister had swollen feet in summer when she was pregnant and she wore wide fit Birkenstocks like on the
Such
last setting of the buckle.
Yeah.
Because you can get narrow and regular.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's swollen.
Yes.
That's like I don't think you're going to need that, but.
Yeah, I think I'll try some on.
I want other pregnant people, not pregnant people, but pregnant people, but people that have had babies to show their cankles.
Yes.
I want like a cankle thread.
Yeah, I'm going to put a photo of my cankles in there.
I find it a fascinating.
Really? Have you pushed on this?
I mean,
It stays indented.
Oh, no.
That's why I freaked out.
Oh, no, that's upsetting.
Because that's a little alarming.
Yeah, so can you tell them what the doctor said to you?
When?
How they were like, oh, it's not, it's probably not.
It's not preeclampsia, but it's alarming.
The last thing.
Please don't say that you're alarmed. I had to pee in so many cups today. I had like three breakdowns at the doctor. It was a real mood. So now I've got my foot on a stool in the recording studio.
It's the truth. And she's got
no makeup. The
also,
puffiest face.
I mean, no, none of that. She doesn't have a puffy face. She's just got a puffy ankle. The ankle is very puffy. I will give her that. But nothing else is puffy. She's got a nice little bump now. The bump's popped.
Yeah.
I think people would also appreciate a little bumpy. I know you don't like doing it.
Yeah. Well, there was like subtle bump pickage when we did the...
Oh, there was too.
When we did the trivia because I was standing with my hands under my bump. And a few people messaged me because I reposted Jenna's story of us talking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then people were like, oh, bump pick, like subtle bump pick. But I don't think you'd know if I wasn't pregnant. You might just be like, she had a large palmy.
What were you wearing?
Three beers. A black skirt.
I was going to say, I feel it was a black skirt, so it's quite like.
It's a little less
Whereas
obvious.
I feel like this outfit
it's
is much
really
more.
It's really popped.
Yeah.
Which
it's very
is both good and bad because today I was like, what do I wear?
Yeah.
That's been hard. So if you've got like pregnancy dressing tips.
Oh, yeah.
That would also be great, especially if you've got a large bust.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what I'm finding
I'm
going
to just store them in the back of my head for one day.
Mel's been very helpful, I'd like to say.
I'm getting
She's
really
taking
into
it like on as a mission. She's like my pregnancy stylist. I think this is going to be a cute look for you.
I just like see people and then I'm like, that's a vibe. That's a look for Tracy. But also I don't know what I'm doing. But at the same time, I also have a big bust, so I feel like I relate.
I think
to
that's
the idea
why you're
of feeling
good.
Like you're a large tomato.
Because mum keeps sending me links and it's like some skinny model on ASOS with a fake bump. And I'm like, mum has big boobs. I'm like, mum, come on, be serious here. Yeah. Like,
focus, mum.
This is not. Whereas when you send me things, you've taken that into consideration.
Yes.
But Zesties, if you were a large busted pregnant woman, put suggestions in the group, please. I need your help.
Yeah, because we have so many mums in there.
There's so
I feel
many
like
nice mums
there's
going
to be people that.
And fellow pregos in there as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Gypsy.
Gypsy is pregnant and emotional. She got emotional about my case
Amazing.
Last week. Sorry.
That was an emotional
it
case.
Was really
so a lot
sad.
Of people said that they cried.
Yeah, and I think when I put the picture of Frank in, that really, like, set people off.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It will, because I think then it put a face to a sad case and he just looked like the perfect grandpa.
He did look really sweet.
Oh, Frank. I love that the shop's the same.
Yeah, it's really nice. I think I'm going to try and go there next time I'm home.
Yeah.
Pay my respects.
I think you should. And take a selfie.
And take a selfie.
At the same time, which is kind of paying respects.
It's
but not
dark
really.
Tourism.
But also, you know what? That's what we do here.
It is.
We go and sit on fucking.
You lay on the Somerton Man's.
I lay on the Somerton Man's rock. I did.
Just for me.
And then someone else did it.
Yeah.
And I think we've started a trend.
Yeah.
It's probably really unhealthy, but I'm not going to stop you.
I love it.
I love it too.
I'm into it. You were like, here you go, you sicko. It's in a photo. It's the greatest gift I've ever received.
Oh, God. I have a funny story for you, actually.
Tell me.
Wow, that was gross.
I burped at the same time.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, edit that out.
Oh, what a beautiful moment. Or leave it in. Or leave it in.
They love our bodily function.
They do. It's just what you expect now. So this is going to fuck you up. So the other night, my sister and I were babysitting Millie because she's only 9 months old now.
Aww.
So she's still a baby, but she's like an adult-sized baby now, which is very
Mel's talking about a dog,
annoying.
By
oh,
the
yes,
way.
Oh, yes, my dog.
Is your first ever episode.
Yeah, because it might be. I just assume
she doesn't have an
knows.
Adult-sized baby at
no,
home.
No, that would be very disturbing and also confusing after that whole conversation where I said I was going to save the pregnancy outfit ideas. No, I don't have an adult baby. I hate the visual that I've got in my head right now.
Sorry.
This like large sort of spindly lanky man in a nappy.
In a nappy.
In my arms.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Dummy. I'm so sorry, everyone. I've had to get it out of my head into everyone else's.
Yeah.
There.
We've put it out there. It's
so sorry, guys. Oh, it's horrible. His name's definitely Daryl.
Oh,
the adult
Darryl,
baby.
He's dirty Daryl.
Oh, dirty Daryl. He's got a bit of like chest hair. I hate it. I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm going to stop.
A saggy bum.
No, my God. No. And it's like half sagged out of the nap. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Oh, I can't stop. I can't stop.
Remember in Sex and the City where she was sleeping with the old man who took Viagra?
No.
Samantha. And
vaguely,
she was like, oh, it's so great. Like, he can fuck for hours. And then he like got up to get something. He had a saggy old man bum and she was like I'm done. That's what I'm picturing.
I now that's gotten even more weird.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Anyway.
You were trying to tell a dog story.
Okay, the dog story.
And
wow.
I took it to a
You did. And then suddenly
place.
We're in a really dark place.
Okay, cute puppy.
Okay. So Millie, so we're babysitting Millie and then she goes hyper at night. I think I told you about this, the arsenic hours that my mom talks about.
Yes, I love
about.
This. Yeah.
And so she starts barking. She barks a lot at herself, right? Like, so she'll see herself in the reflection of the glass outdoor windows.
And when the dark comes,
and
she can
bark at herself.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, it's not. It's fucking you. Just chill out. But the other day she goes over to this. So we have this door that's got some little glass panels. You're looking very disturbed.
No, I'm picturing your house.
Yeah, so it's like a door.
I know it.
Yeah, you know the door. But for anyone that's playing at home, it's got like little glass panels.
Yeah.
So it's not something that she would see her reflection in
because
it's also between two rooms. So it wouldn't have the backlight basically. So she goes over there and usually she goes over there when like someone's coming home and she can hear them and she's barking because she's like, I know you're home. I can't wait to see you. But no one was coming home.
And she was just
so
barking.
So she's just barking and barking and barking, like full on, like not aggro barking, but just like that hello kind of barking. And then, so at first, Kate puts the idea in my head. She's like, oh my God, it's a ghost. No. And then she goes over there and she goes, imagine if I looked through and there was just a man standing there. God, and I was like, why have you done that to me? Why did you put that in my head?
You guys are home alone.
I know. Such an asshole. And then I was like, I fucking hate this. I'm like, Nelly, come over here. Like, eat these little Zeewee Peak things. Like some treat that she gets.
Oh, yeah.
Zeewee Peak. Anyway, and then she went and fucking did it again. And now I'm like, no, there's a fucking ghost in the house.
Like, why would she randomly do that? It's a ghost. Otherwise?
Fucking ghost.
Yep.
In the house. So I'll keep reporting back if it keeps happening. So
have you ever felt any kind of ghostly presence before?
Look, I don't feel like I have a very good supernatural gauge. Like, I feel like you are the more spiritual connected one with your, was it your nan?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and I have a story about that. I'll tell you after this.
Is there an update?
Yep.
I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I know that you like it. I want to hear it, but I hate it.
It is a bit weird.
So my grandfather lived upstairs in his last years. He had cancer and like mum nursed him and stuff. And I sleep up there now, but he didn't die in the house.
Right.
And he was obviously like, he was a lovely man.
Yes.
But sometimes I'm like, is Papu around? Maybe.
Well, I don't think this is, you're going to hate this.
Oh no. Oh God. I have to go home, Josie, at some point.
I was speaking to a psychic medium once.
Oh no.
And they were saying, oh, your grandfather's around your mum a lot. And like he didn't pass away in mum's house, but he kind of came back to say it's some unfinished business, which is spicy. And I'll tell you not on the podcast because she would die. But he was kind of around her. So I don't think he necessarily had to have passed away there to come back there.
Maybe that's what it is.
Because that would explain why Millie wasn't like freaking out. She was
she's like family.
Yeah. Maybe she sees him a lot. Yeah. Okay, now I'm scared myself.
Okay. tell me about your nan. Yup, nan.
Yeah, so I was going to tell this anyway and I forgot, so I'm glad it came up. But I've been smelling recently. Okay, so every Friday when I would stay at Dad's, we'd go to my nan's place and she would make the best hamburgers in the history of mankind. Delicious. And they had, like, then after they were cooked, the house would smell of like all of the ingredients together. So like the meat, the onion, the cheese, she'd put the cheese in like on top of the patty and then grill it.
Oh my God. I'm so getting
amazing, amazing smell. I've been smelling that just randomly in my house.
That's when, like, definitely in it.
Nothing's been cooked or it's just like,
that's nice. She's probably like around because of the baby.
I think she is. I really think she is. And
I don't understand how she's gotten into your house.
Exactly.
I don't.
This is the other thing. Like, she didn't die in my apartment.
She literally never saw your apartment.
But I think they, like, not necessarily ghosts, but spirits or energies can kind of be wherever around different loved ones. But yeah, I've been smelling it. I've smelled it like two or three times. And at first I was just like, that smells good. And I felt like it was familiar. But it took me to like the third time to go, that's Ollie's hamburgers, like the best smell.
Oh, that's, I kind of love that.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That was my little update on the ghost of my nan.
Hi, Nan. Hi Nan and hi, Papu.
Bless them. Or
the other thing I thought with Millie was, is it my old dog? She's like, fuck you.
She's like,
get the fuck out of my house.
Doing ghost pisses everywhere.
She would do that. Milo would do that. Sometimes we're like, Millie is possessed by the spirit of Milo because she's an asshole. Milo is an asshole, but Millie's like an asshole, but like the puppy version. We often say she's like the puppy version of Milo because Milo, she was a rescue. We got her as an adult.
Right.
She'd had bad experiences. So she was good with us, but hated other dogs, hated other people and just was like scared always, which is upsetting. But like we gave her a nice life. And so we all often are like, Millie has all the like shithead traits of Milo.
Yeah.
But puppy minus she likes other dogs. She likes people because she's grown up with them.
Yeah.
So we're like, interesting.
Maybe it is her.
I'm going to keep investigating.
Okay.
If I smell any dog shit around that isn't actually a dog shit, I'll let you know. We should probably get into it. Oh, it's been pop. But you know what we said? This is a short episode.
Yes.
And I don't give a shit anymore, Josie. I like to ramble on.
Yeah, let's ramble.
We get to do what we want.
It's our podcast.
Yeah. And then when you guys stop listening, we'll cry.
Yeah. But, you know, for now.
And then we'll start people pleasing.
And people are reviewing pretty much positively.
I know. We've had so many nice reviews.
So I think and a lot of people, a lot of the messaging is, fuck the haters, keep doing what you're doing because we love it. So it's like the vast majority of people are okay with a bit of chit-chat about dead grandmothers and demon dog possession.
Stay in the vibe. It's still the vibe of the thing.
Yeah, there's ghosts.
Sometimes demon. We don't even talk about the vibe of the thing.
No, we just complete. I mean, my foot was probably a bit off.
That was a bit. But it's about you.
It's about me.
Close enough.
And I'm here as a co-host. Yeah. So that's relevant.
we're doing the like Glenelg, like maths lady thing, but with what we just talked about.
Yes. But we can now talk about the case.
Oh, we can.
The mystery.
So it's pretty short, but it's a good one. And I think it's one people have been asking for since the dawn of fucking time.
Since the very fucking start. Every truck driver in the group.
Every truck driver. And we love you all. I love every single person in the group, as I know you do.
Yes.
But there is a soft spot in my heart for all of our truckie fans.
Love them so much.
Because I don't know where the fuck you're listening. Like, I love you.
Yes, but I would be so – I'd be annoyed if I didn't know us. But if I was a 50-year-old man truck driver.
I know.
I would especially be annoyed by us. That's why I think it's so great.
Maybe we're like nice – it's like listening to nice non-murderous hitchhikers that you picked up.
Yeah, like
– you know?
Chatty.
Yeah.
Nice young women.
I'd be such a good hitchhiker. I'd be a great car companion.
Well, I mean, you've said that you want to drive a truck.
Oh my God. All Darwin I want to do is drive a truck. Yeah. I think that was a bit of a stretch. And like you said, no one's going to let you just drive a truck.
I know. I came at you with logic, didn't I?
Oh my God. Josie just shut down my dream in like one sentence. Like I literally was just saying to her, do you know what I've wanted to do for so long is just drive like a road train. I like just drive it down the highway, like drive it down the Stuart from Darwin to Adelaide or the other way. And I said, one day I'm going to achieve this dream and I'm going to write a story. And she goes, no, that's precious cargo. No one is going to let you. Where are you getting your truck driver license from? How are you going to acquire a truck? Is that what I just ask people?
How are you
going to
get your hours up?
Yeah.
For your truck license.
So upsetting.
You're like.
It just died. It just died. It's like, you know what? They were fair points. Yeah. I was a bit wishful thinking. But anyway, look, one day maybe, and I'm not saying, don't come at me saying, I'll let you drive my truck because you were nowhere near me and I'd have to get there. And also, as much as I love you all, you know what? Serial killers are really charming, okay?
Yeah, they are. They might.
Of all of you, maybe one of you is a serial killer.
Yeah, and they might lurk in podcast groups now.
I would.
Ted Bundy probably would have if such a thing existed.
Absolutely. He would love it.
He probably wouldn't have fucked around lurking the streets with like a cast on his arm when he could have just been a cute podcast fan, you know.
Yes.
Fuck, now I've scared myself again.
I think about this all the time, and that's why I remember very, very early on.
Yes.
We made that like dating thread.
Yes.
And that was like fun. And then I was like, maybe I'll revive it. Now we've got 6,000 people. But then I was like, that's how somebody gets murdered and then it comes back on us.
And then we're in trouble and we're in jail.
We're in jail.
With like.
I would do terribly in jail.
Catherine Knight. Oh, is that her name? Oh. The terrible murderous lady.
Yes. And we were like a little bit like, is she super bad?
Yeah.
Because wasn't her partner an asshole?
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know much
about
that. Look, I'm not saying that that's how it is because I actually don't know the whole story and I need to like read it better. But
yeah. But maybe we'd be in jail with her and she'd make us her like minions. We'd have to like do her bidding.
I don't want to be a minion.
I don't want to do her bidding.
I don't want to. I would be so bad in jail.
Same.
I'd be like Piper in Orange is the New Black, but not with the journey.
And go, how would I go?
Yes, and I always thought I'd be Piper, but like minus the journey where she becomes a manipulative, like
The
queen bee person. I just like
season one Piper forever.
Season one Piper, but the whole eight
That's
seasons.
How I feel, I just wouldn't be able to cope at all.
Oh my God, massive other segue. Wow. Anyway, it's fine. It's a Friday. It's spicy. We're having good
time.
I've
got Kingstons. I've got
there's
tea.
Kingstons and real tea here. Mm-hmm. There's water. No one's drinking. Mm-mm. We just sound like woman. Sweet woman. What was her name again?
That didn't understand mystery.
Narelle.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Narelle. And I did get, like, look, I love that everyone was defending us and I really, it warmed my heart. Yes. But I was also like, no, Narelle just doesn't, she doesn't understand. She's being really sweet. She thought it was a real episode. It wasn't. But, like, she was like, oh, like, lay off the wine maybe a bit. And we were like, oh, shit, we weren't even drinking.
Stone cold sober, and that's
have
what
you
we
listened
out.
To Ivan Milat. Because if you'd listened to Ivan Milat, you
it's
would
one
know.
Of my favorites. Literally slurring our words.
I think at one point go, I love everybody. I love everybody. Oh my God,
and
that's the other great thing.
So
I'm so
times.
Sorry. One more thing we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Okay.
Tiny quickness. slowing down the podcast to half speed.
Oh, my God.
Heaven, if you're not in the group, you wouldn't know about this.
Some genius in the group.
A genius in the group did it. I've forgotten who it was. It's the greatest thing I've ever discovered.
It was so funny.
And then you said you listened to another podcast as well and did it.
Well, I accidentally, because I was listening to us on half speed, laughing. And then I, for serious, was like about to go to the bus, put my headphones in, put Kate's file on, and he sounds so funny at half speed because he already sounds like the bloke down the pub.
Yeah.
But then he sounded like the drunk bloke down the pub. He's like, Simply Safe is great for your home. We're not sponsored by Simply Safe.
No.
Every other podcast is, but we're not.
No.
We are not. But it was the greatest gift. Us talking about the bunyip.
Oh.
Little wagon.
With a little horse attached to it.
Please go listen to our podcast at half speed.
I know.
If you just need to shamelessly laugh until you cry.
Yeah.
At something wholesome.
Yes. I think I'm going to do it whenever I'm sad now.
Yeah. It was just nice really time. Funny. I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, so good.
Okay. Oh, have we got any more segues?
No. That's possibly a whole mystery minute at the beginning of an episode.
And that's all we have time for.
That's all we've got. That's it.
We should just cut it. Make it a mystery minute.
We could.
And then start again. Okay, now my foot's asleep.
Nah,
I elevated it too ambitiously.
Yeah. And then now all of the blood has like rushed into your like head.
Yeah, now I'm going to pass out in the middle of your story. Just
pass out. Okay. Anyway, woo. Okay. So the reason we're talking about trucks.
Yes.
Is because I'm doing the fucking Pillager Princess, bitch. Yes. And we've wanted to do it for ages. We're finally here. It's pretty short. Mm-hmm. It's very spicy. It's really, I mean, there's a little bit of sad, but it's not really very sad. All my references are cooked, like cooked as fuck.
Yes, you were giggling.
Lisa, you're going to enjoy this so much. Bitey.com, B-I-T-E-Y.
What is that?
I don't know. Didn't check. Just a website. Brawn Transport, which I did check because I was so amused by this. This is a it's a truck hire company, I think. They'll drive your shit wherever you want it to go.
Thanks, Brawn Transport.
Yeah, they've got road trains.
They also don't sponsor us. They We're don't. Just giving them free coverage.
But if they'll let me drive a truck.
Then they do sponsor us.
Without a truck license and without doing my hours. Mm-hmm. I will talk about them every episode, every fucking episode. And then you'll get annoyed. You'll be like, I didn't get anything out of this trade.
I didn't get to achieve my dreams. Just Mel.
And why does Mel get to dominate the advertising for this podcast?
I don't know what my dream is. I'll think about it while you're talking. Yeah.
If it can be truck related.
If it can be something we can leverage from this podcast somehow.
Something we can leverage from Brawn Transport particularly.
Okay, specifically. All
right. Like, do you need some shit moved around?
Yeah, actually.
There you go. I'll drive your shit.
Okay.
It's not going to arrive at all.
Okay.
It will arrive, but everything will be broken.
I'm wanting to move like within my suburb, so it'll be a very short trip.
It'll still all be broken.
Just drive down one street and you're like, no.
Yeah. And a road train as well.
The road train is as long as the street that I'm moving down.
It's like literally don't even have to move. It's just like. Like I move like 30 centimetres and then it's like, we're
okay,
good.
Mel, stop.
Oh, my God. And the last one is The Wonderful Weirdness of Oz, which is just a great.
That sounds amazing.
Isn't that a great name for a website? It's a blog.
A blog.
Okay. Yeah. And I'd never heard of it, which means it probably doesn't exist. Actually, this is from 2018, so that's not that long ago.
Because I hate when we find ones that no longer exist anymore.
Was it Unexplained Australia or Unsolved Australia or Weird Australia? One of them. Weird Australia is ringing the bell.
It was sad.
Oh. Anyway, the Pillager.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
Moving on from the sadness.
Such a fucked episode. I think there's like literally 30 minutes of fucked chat at the beginning of that. But we're here, guys. If you fast forwarded, you've come in.
Yes.
You missed a lot of zest. I'm sad for you. But I'm happy for you because... Who knows what it's going to – I don't remember what I've even said so far. No. And we're at the Pillager Princess.
We are. This is the
It's happening. It's going to happen now. Okay. So I think we'll start with some geographical Mel.
I love this.
I know. I think I actually know what I'm talking about here because I've been to
you're quite Coonabarra
Brand. Well, weirdly, I didn't go to these places on my trip. They're inland New South Wales. Mm-hmm. But I did go to them – on a weird trip where I went all the way up to Noosa with my sister.
Mm.
And then I drove the car back from Noosa over 2 days. And so I went inland because I was like, ugh, I hate the Pacific Highway.
Yeah,
I'll
boring.
Go inland. It's a bit more interesting. And I stayed in Narrabri.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went through Coonabarra Brand because they've got this weird like geode belt. thought right. you'd really love this for crystals, and it's yes. like under the ground. It's like because of the, I don't know, volcanic some shit. I don't know.
It's
minerals.
This is geological Mel.
Yeah. This is a whole new territory.
New Mel.
That no one asked for, but here we are. Yeah, just like under the ground stuff. You know, The Core?
Yeah, I love The Core.
Oh, great stale movie. Might watch it tonight.
Yeah.
And then you know how they go down yeah, and then there's like yeah. the crystal bit?
Yes.
How okay. good's that?
So, bit? But is it like you can go and look?
No. That's just how oh, I right. imagine it is. But so I don't know if just, it even is like so you just, that.
They just say, we have this. But you yeah. can't actually go look at it.
I mean, maybe you can.
But I think they could say anything. Under the ground, guys, we oh my have God. Tasmanian tigers, but you can't see them.
You can't see them.
But please come to our town.
You're not to see them. No one is to go
Don't
down there.
Go and look at them.
If you go down there, you're dead.
You'll die because they've got like
laser eyes.
Laser eyes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, because you did do the action.
Yeah, I did.
I don't feel like that was a brain twin moment. I think that was just a literally.
I do love our brain twin moments.
I know. In The Core.
In The Core. Fabulous film.
That is what I imagine it's like, but I don't know.
Right.
The bit with all the like
yes, yeah.
geode things. Geo things. Mm. Mm. Crystals. So I went there to get some crystals.
Yep.
And basically I would have gone, I would assume, on the Newell. Highway. Newell. Whoa, why can't I say that? Newell.
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 Rural Jura.
Newell.
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 Newell. Newell or Newell?
I've
Someone is yelling at their radio right now.
They're like,
it's Newell.
They're screaming. I'd say Newell.
Okay. I'm saying Newell, but you say Newell and then we've covered all
okay.
all the bases.
We haven't
really.
Offended anyone.
No one, unless it's Newell.
Newell.
And then we're fucked.
I probably locals are like Newell.
Yeah.
You know, like really fast?
Yeah. I wonder how they say Coonabarabran. I think that's pretty standard. And Narrabri.
Yeah.
Unless it was Narrabri. I don't want to go down this road.
It's the definitely Newell is Narrabri. Enough.
So the Newell Highway runs from Narrabri to Coonabarabran. And then where it runs through is basically straight up the Pilliga.
Yep.
And the Pilliga is like just a big space of bushland. And I want to say it's a national park, but it also might not be. It's just like a whole shit ton of bush.
Yep.
And it's 3,000 kilometres squared, which I don't even know how much that is, but it seems
I think
very
that
big.
Seems big.
It seems very big. with sandstone and salt caves through it.
Oh, cool.
So it's very like vibes of, you know, in like the Blue Mountains, and we're talking about the Lithgow Panther yes. way back in season one.
Oh, my God.
That thing is like stale anything could
now.
Be here. I know, stale episode time. Like anything. I know that we both went to the same place where yes. we're like the Lithgow Panthers, there, the Beaumont
there.
Kids,
the
fucking
tigers.
The ghost train from Luna Park's there. Mm-hmm. So is Moloch. So is everyone.
Yep.
Harold Holt's there.
He's there.
So is the fucking plane. Frederick Valentich is there.
And the other plane.
And the other Cessna.
Yep. Two oh, planes.
So many things.
There's a lot of like big caves to fit planes.
The could you be poos there, floating
just,
in the water?
Just a little
turd. In water.
The Lithgow so Panther keeps home. Sniffing at it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Anyway, according to bitey.com,
yes,
super reputable publication, quote, much has been lost in there, never to be found again, from sheep and cattle to people and vehicles. I mean, I don't know if we should be believing Bitey, but
I bought right into
that sentence.
When I heard vehicles, I did go to planes.
Yes. You went, this is what
That's
I'm here for.
Where the planes are.
But also I checked the group. Because everyone had been talking about it.
Yes, for a long
and,
time.
And Scott Sumner said a while ago, I grew up in Gunnedah, which isn't too far from the Pilliga, and we had so many stories from that area of people going missing, getting chased by things in the trees and UFOs, probably none of which are true, but I've been there a few times. It's just so quiet. So,
right. So it's got an eerie vibe.
Yeah, he was like saying it was kind of like it had an eerie vibe. Hannah Lonergan, also in the group, said she hates going there even in the daytime. So there's a lot of people that were kind of like, yeah I know where it is. I've been there. It's fucked, essentially.
Yep.
And those stories didn't just come from Bitey, like other people have.
Yeah, like
these rumors of people going missing. Yeah.
It's that psychological thing of when you hear all those stories.
Mm.
We've talked about it in other episodes.
Mm.
Then that contributes to your general feeling of there's a weird energy there.
Yes.
Because you've heard like bad stuff, people going missing and weird stuff.
So yeah.
Whether or not you actually are getting just a weird energy, like if you went in blind and you didn't know any of that stuff, or if it's being helped along
yeah.
by hearing fucked stories.
And it's so hard because I don't know, because I'm like in two minds about that stuff, because it's like Picnic at Hanging Rock.
Yes. I think that's when we talked
yeah. about it. And I 100% had the weight of it's a very spiritual mm. Indigenous place and the Picnic at Hanging Rock book all on me when I went there. So it was weird to me.
Yeah. Same with Port Arthur.
Yeah. But then would it be still weird? Because this is the other thing, like with Hanging Rock, but different. So Hanging Rock is very sacred.
Yes.
Whereas the Pilliger, and I cannot validate this because I could not find it. You cannot find stories about this.
Yeah.
And this is when someone fucking finds a fucking story for me and ruins this statement. But I could not find anything beyond like just ghost stories and tales mm. and hearsay and so on. But I did read somewhere that the Indigenous groups of the area consider it quite cursed and won't go in there.
Oh.
So I feel like, would it still be creepy if you didn't know anything about it?
Yeah.
Is it cursed? I really buy into Indigenous culture and Dreamtime. And
yeah, I think they've got like – they trust that stuff so much.
Yeah. And they've been here a fuck yes. ton longer than we have.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to believe you over like mm-hmm. some person who's like, I'm not even – what am I? I'm like third, second generation Australian. I've barely been here.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dad. I'm not going to listen to my dad about the Pilliger. Absolutely not.
No, you're going to listen to the people that
– Dad will probably tell me years. Don't go in there. But mainly the Pilliger
mm.
was most famous in a creepy way for this elderly woman.
Yes.
Who would hang – real elderly woman, a real person.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's real.
Okay.
Who would hang around in there pushing a battered old shopping trolley along the road, so along the highway. And her name was Claire Wibson. And some reports just say that she lived in the bush. But others say she was actually well known to truck drivers because she'd hitch rides from truck stops down the highway on her way home, which was supposedly in a deep creek bed deep within the bush. So right. it was kind of like she lived in there, but she would go to town still.
Yeah.
And then she would hitch a ride back with truckies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go off. Kind of a great life, gotta yeah. say.
I'm still a bit scared about her living in the bush.
I mean, I rate it. As a vibe.
I think I'm just a scaredy cat, so I'd yeah, be scared to live in I the couldn't. Bush. But like maybe she loved that.
I'm prepping a like off the grid solo stay so I can write my book a bit and oh. I am like pissing my pants about it.
Oh, see that scares
yeah,
me.
Yeah, so I know. Much. It scares me too. But I'm like, it's fine. Like the mm. thing is with the bush,
mm.
it freaks us out because like we've obviously grown up in towns or cities yeah. around people and this idea of like just wandering off into the bush, anyone could follow you. Or like, what if something happened? There's yes. no one around. But the reality is, statistically, that you're probably safer. She's yeah. probably like the safest person in the whole area living in there because like
yeah.
you probably couldn't find her house that she's yeah. made.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she obviously can. Lived there for a decent amount of time. She was a real person.
Yep.
She did genuinely live in the bush. We just don't really know where. One rumor of her origins?
Her origin story? Yeah. She's not a
adding,
superhero.
Adding ination onto the end of things does not work, does it?
Sometimes. But not then.
It's the grammar hour.
A word. Origin.
The origin.
Her backstory.
So her backstory. That's a better, that's a wow. much more normal way Friday to talk.
Thesaurus hour.
Oh, God. It's not the time, is it? One rumor is that she was from a nearby town, but she lost her mind and fled into the bush with her belongings to live as a recluse. But I feel like that's a bit of like a weak story. So I yeah. delved deeper. Another is that she worked on a property in Gunnedah and fell pregnant to the boss. This is a spicy one.
Love this.
So then she lived in Boggabri. I don't even know where that is, but it's around, I guess. I should have looked it up, but I didn't for a little bit. But then the baby was taken off her and she subsequently lost her mind and fled into the bush, which is a sad story. That but is sad. Is it a zesty one?
It is. It's a zesty one. Because it has an affair in it.
An affair, a surprise baby.
And taken away.
Fuck you, I'm going to live in Boggabri and like
yep.
curse you with my child that is out of wedlock.
Yep.
And then the baby's taken off her. It's very Jessica Bryce Courtney vibes. Yes. If you haven't read that, I just ruined it for you. which is very sad because it's a very good book.
It is a good
but
book.
But depressing.
But I also ruined that case file episode.
That's fine then.
When we did that.
Where the life ruin
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that episode with the after work drinks.
Yes, we were talking about that recently.
Revealed the ending.
Yeah.
Which is what makes it such a good episode. Fuck. Anyway. Yep. We're just life ruiners.
We
over
are.
Here.
That's how it is here. Then there was. No, that was it. That was all the stories. Two stories.
They were the stories. I like the second one because it's got a reason for her losing her mind.
Agree.
Whereas the first one seems a bit random.
Let's go with the second one. Okay. It gives her a nice spicy life, you know.
And it, you know, I can sympathise with that.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we all can.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's something to.
Yeah, something to hold on to. Yeah. Lost love.
So
a lost child. That would make me go crazy and run off into the bush. Fuck everyone. Mm. I'd be like, you stole my baby. I'm going to like opt out of this social structure and go make my own in the bush with the Lithgow Panther.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, whatever her situation was, she was dubbed the Pilliga Princess in her lifetime. And she apparently scared tourists all the time, not intentionally. She was just like hanging out in the bush.
Yeah, right.
And they'd be bushwalking and they would think she was a ghost.
Oh, Christ. That would scare the fuck out of me.
But I just feel like this is a punishment for bushwalking at night, to be honest.
Oh, fuck. Why would you
bushwalk? Why would you
at night?
Do that?
Remember you used another stale reference in the Lithgow Panther story?
Yes.
When you told me about walking at night and I was like, why? Know. Why? No.
It wasn't really bushwalking. I mean, it was. There was a purpose to
go
it.
Go anywhere at night.
Yeah, no. I mean, I hated it. That was, if it's a bit of a, I'll give you a Cliff's Notes version of that story is that I went walking down a bush track to see glowworms with my boyfriend at the time. And then on the way back, we got lost and then we ended up in this weird, creepy field and it looked like something out of a horror movie. But it wasn't and we were fine. But
but
it was really
story.
Scary. But at the same time, I feel like particularly don't go bushwalking just in the Pilliga. Why?
No.
There's nothing to see here.
Well, what's the point of bushwalking at night?
There's no glowworms.
You
glow
can't
worms.
See anything.
I know. It's terrifying. There's just animal noises everywhere.
I hate
and, like,
it. I love bushwalking. Yeah. But I would never do it at night, ever.
It's useless.
Even when the sun's starting to go down, I get a bit,
yeah.
Come on, Julian, let's go. Yeah. Where's the shortcut? Like, it's a bit creepy.
Yeah, we're running. We're running now. This is now a marathon cross-country run.
It's now a bush sprint.
I'm sorry that you wore your hiking boots, but that's just how it is.
I'm sorry you're, like, stopping to take sprint. In the scenery. We're fucking going. I hate it.
Bush sprint. Just imagine you just absolutely fucking pissing off and Julian's like, wait, he's you like, have the compass.
He's like got binoculars, he's enjoying the view and then I've just gone in like a cartoon cloud of dust.
Yeah.
He's like, babe.
You're like, save your fucking self.
Oh, I'm always myself.
So the best story I have of the Pilliga Princess in her lifetime was from a commenter on this Grey Nomads forum.
Oh, amazing.
I know. And his name's Richo. It's such a good story. I'm reading it as it was on the site.
Okay. I love that.
I was having a sleep in my truck on the top of the hill just north from the T. Oh, fuck. I already fucked this. I was having a sleep in my truck at the top of the hill just up from the T north of Coonagh. The T is in inverted commas, so like the T junction, I'm assuming he means. Bang, bang on the door. Give me a lift up to my camp. No, let me sleep. I want to lift up to my camp. I was awake by then. I had heard the princess used to come along to each truck, open the door, get in and make the driver take her up to the camp. Only place I've ever locked my truck door while I slept. Cranked up the old girl. Didn't stop till Gundawindi. How good is that? I can just imagine him telling it.
Yeah.
Like, give me a lift to the camp. No. Let me sleep. I want a lift to the camp. Such a like Aussie young.
I love him and I love her.
I know.
Story.
I know, me too. I love them
both. They're both so like stubborn.
They would have just had a fun time
driving
if he wasn't so stubborn. But yeah, both stubborn.
I love that she just would place herself in the truck and be like, okay.
I think she was just like, I think it, look, and the truckies can correct me in the group, but I think it was like the same guys would do that route. So she got to know them.
Yeah.
And then it was like,
yeah,
I guess she just got to know people and I don't know. It's kind of a fun little.
Yeah. She has no
fear. I like her. Yeah. No fear.
I love that about her.
I know. So it gets sad. Mm. This is the only downer. I know you just got excited and happy.
I just said I love her.
I know. I just got invested.
I've fallen in love with her.
Well, you did this to me with Frank last week.
I know. That was.
I thought he was going to be the murderer.
I know.
I was holding back.
I know, because I didn't tell you.
No.
But the name of the episode said murder. So you were the only one that got, no, but every listener would have known, but you were the only one who had the like,
Yes. Yes. I didn't
tell you.
No.
But then I told everyone through the title.
Yes.
So I kind of fucked that for everyone.
Well, this is sometimes why we were like, maybe we should make them just the little short ones because maybe it would be more fun. But then we were like, but we're so creative. But we like to write.
We're so funny.
We're like coming up with these funny headlines. Anyway, what the fuck is this episode? It's so messy. Oh my God, I love it.
I'm preparing myself for the sad news.
Oh yeah. Okay. So the sad news is have a nice reviving bite of your Kingston biscuit so that you can handle this. Okay. You need the sugar. So in 1993, a truck driver hit and killed the Pilliga Princess.
No.
I know. And it wasn't his fault either.
No.
So he says she crossed the road as he was approaching and it was nighttime and he didn't see her till it was too late. Oh. And it's like that road, another thing that people had said, like a lot of the truckies on the Grey Nomads forum that I really frequented too hard.
You're now a member.
I'm a member. I'm really invested. Richo, new boyfriend, is that the road is really dark because obviously just cuts through the bush. So it's your headlights and that's it.
And you can go fast, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And I imagine driving overnights, big stretch, nothing around. You're in a big road truck. You're not going to expect to hit a person.
Mm.
So I feel bad for him. I feel bad for her. According to Bitey.com, worst time to reference fucking
what
Bitey.
What is that name?
But then this is where it gets creepy. They said the last thing he saw of her alive was the white hair flaring out around her wild-eyed face and the expression was one of manic glee. So there's this twist here.
Like maybe
she wanted it to happen.
That was on her terms.
And it was her new morphing into her new form. Because since then, other truck drivers say they've seen the Pilliga Princess walking on the side of the highway at night,
which
is impossible because she absolutely fucking died.
Oh, my God. I hate it.
I know. One even said that he thought he'd hit a woman with a trolley, but then when he got out of his truck, the trolley and the woman were not there.
No.
I know.
Oh, it's like almost Phantom Hitchhiker vibes, yes. Except she doesn't get in.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I know. So according to Brawn Transport, the Pilliga Princess now, in her ghostly form, wears a red fishing hat pulled down to eye level and a World War One army coat, which doesn't, to me, strike fear in my heart.
No.
But maybe it would at night. Like, imagine fucking driving a truck. Nothing. And you've only got your headlights. And then, bam, there's this, like, wild-haired woman with a trolley and you just, like, smash her. Or she's just on the side of the road and you're like, did I see that? Did I not?
Oh, God.
You did.
I hate it.
So one of the best stories comes from ABC Overnights, and I'm sure a lot of people listening will know this, and a few of you did post this in the group as well. Basically, they were a radio program or are a radio program, and they had this segment on, like, fucked up road, like not fucked up because it's ABC, we don't say fucked up.
They're like, this is totally cooked, guys. Yeah.
Well, no, it's like the AB, you know, the like pole up the ass ABC, not pole up the ass, but just
no,
like
I know.
Formal.
Like, I used to listen when I was a kid to ABC Classic FM to relax.
Oh my God, were you a really stressed child or something?
No, I just liked classical music. I played the French horn.
Oh,
and I used to listen to Classic FM and I like really dug it.
It's like had a vibe,
yeah.
So like, weird. That'll be me in the future.
I just remembered that.
You're like, that never happened. The French horn just like languishes in a corner of my childhood bedroom.
It's literally in mum's laundry cupboard.
Oh my God, you need to play it.
Up the top. She's got like a top cupboard and it's shoved in there.
Oh my God, can you just pull it out and play it for the group? I think everyone would really enjoy that. Oh
God, I don't think I'd be able to anymore. It's a challenging
instrument. If I had my flute from childhood, it would be hard. Because I was going to say, if I had my flute, I'd fucking pull it out. But we rented it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, because I didn't commit.
Mum wanted me to commit, so she bought it, and then I played it for a couple more years just make her happy, and then now it's sitting in the laundry.
I mean, that's
cupboard.
That's a good run on an instrument.
Yeah, I got to high school, you know, and you're like, I'm too cool for the French horn.
I don't want to be the band person
now.
I want to be like
person.
The smoker behind the like shed person.
That was definitely me.
But yeah, so sorry, ABC Overnights. Yeah.
Classic FM vibes.
Classic FM call up the vibes. Ass. So this guy calls in. He says his name is Bongo.
It's gone from pull up the ass to
Richo and Bongo. So he tells them about this night in 1978, which is before the Pilliga Princess died, but just stay with me here.
Right, okay.
He says he took a wrong turn and ended up driving in the middle of the Pilliga. And because it was the dead of night, he decided to just pull over. He's like, I'm lost. I'm just going to pull my truck over and fall asleep in the carriage and just like deal with this in the morning. Because he was also kind of running out of fuel a bit. So like, I get it. Like, you don't want to keep driving.
All the makings of a horrible story.
Absolutely. But it's the 70s, man. We did this shit. We all
everything's fine.
Everything's fine. We're also fucking bong injecty levels of Bongo the bong injector. He's just like, fuck, this is cool. So he wakes up a few hours later because he can hear banging and crashing as well as screeching metal. His truck was moving from side to side. He says like it was in the middle of a tornado, but it wasn't windy.
Oh, my God. I know.
So he's freaking the fuck out, as you would. So he hides in the cabin of the truck and just, like, waits it out till morning. So it just keeps moving and banging and scratching constantly.
This is horrible.
And then in the morning the disturbance eased off. I don't know if he just, like, fell asleep from exhaustion or what happened, but he wakes up, it's gone, it's the morning. He gets out of the truck to find the metal of the trailer twisted out of shape and the side is shredded beyond repair. So it's a weird story, and obviously the Pilliga Princess, she's alive at this point. So
yeah,
it's not necessarily her, but my thinking. So the thing is, the Pilliga's got a lot of weird stories about it.
Yeah,
it's not just her. Some people relate this to being a Yowie, but I don't think it is. I don't think it's a Yowie, although I do have a really good Yowie story for you coming up. I feel like, is it, if we tie all of this together, so you've got Indigenous curses or cursed areas, this ghostly woman terrorizing truckies, not before when she asked for lifts and would just not relentlessly, just wouldn't stop.
She was just quite bold.
But like as a ghost. Yeah. and then that, is there just like a demonic presence in there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's a nighttime thing.
Because there's no way she could have done that.
No.
So it's something else. And also, if Indigenous people from thousands of years ago were like, this area, not good.
Yeah.
She wasn't alive thousands of years ago to give them a weird vibe.
Yeah.
It was something else giving them a weird vibe. The demonic energy.
The demonic energy. And this is my thing, is Yowies. Everything we learned about Yowies was that they kind of didn't, they weren't like bunyips. They weren't like, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm going to kill you. Bunyip's they kind of just horrible. Like stayed away from you.
Yowies, people stumble upon them. Mm. And then everyone kind of looks shocked.
Yeah.
There's a standoff.
like a communal peeing of pants.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, hi. Except that one where it like stole someone's dog.
Oh, yeah, but it's a dog, it's different.
That was a bit
it's fucked. Like food.
But it's always just been like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you kind of scuttles away.
Whereas yeah.
Bunyips are like demonic, horrible creatures that like attack people. Yowie's I just don't see it like fucking with a truck like that.
Exactly. That's how I felt because everyone's like, it's a Yowie. And even I think Bongo was a bit like, it was a Yowie.
Mm.
But I'm like, as somebody who has gone so Rex Gilroy on this shit.
Oh, and Rex, our hero.
Tim the Yowie man. I just feel like we know a lot about Yowies now. And this is not Yowie. In their nature.
No, it's not. And are they strong enough to
truck? Well, they're not. That's the thing because they're meant to be like big and tall, but they're not. Like, I'm imagining a road train.
Yes, like a big professional truck.
Yeah, I just don't think
not like could. A ute.
Yeah, like shake a whole fucking truck. There was that
story about the Yowie. Remember the drawing?
With the butt, the shapely
thick,
ass.
The shapely ass, the thick Yowie. And that did something to a car or a truck, like a ute.
Yeah.
But not a road train.
No.
They're not that strong.
So I'm glad we're on the same page here because I was like, no, I'm not buying this. But here's a good Yowie story from the Pilliga because I do think that there would be Yowies in there and there's enough reports.
Yeah.
And this story fucks with me because it ties to, you know what fucks with me with the Yowies? All the stories are the same.
Yes.
They all share, it's not like the Bunyip where I think the Bunyip is more of a presence and a evil spirit.
Yeah.
Because it is always a different shape and size.
Yeah, and if you put it all together, it made no sense whatsoever.
Whereas these are like, I believe they're around. Consistent. I want to see one. But anyway, this is from Demi Welling in the group.
Oh, yes.
So she posted quite a long story. She's posted it twice, but one was just a short response. And then I luckily found the long one, which was way more detailed. So she said, my grandmother once reluctantly told me a story of a Yowie sighting she had in the 70s. Her and my uncle were driving outside Narrabri in the Pilliga scrub mid-morning. From the side of the road, they saw a Yowie running.
Oh, it was about
7 feet tall, brown and black color with long limbs.
Backwards feet.
Yeah, probably. It was running beside their car about 15 meters away. No, but close to the scrub. But the scary thing was it was keeping up with them.
No.
Grandma thinks the strides of the beast were at least 2 meters. That's fucked. That's a human length every time. It was effortlessly running so quickly, it was charging beside them. In absolute fear, yes, she put her foot to the pedal and sped off. My uncle recalls looking through the back of the car and seeing it run back into the scrub. They never spoke of it again. Whoa. Until I mentioned Yowie's one day. I think she regrets ever telling me.
Whoa.
So she was like fucked up over
That's
it.
That's very fucked them up.
Yeah.
I wonder how old her uncle was. Like, if
well,
he was
sounds
a kid
like a
or
kid.
Adult.
70s.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
right.
like young, maybe like a teenager.
That's so scary.
I know.
Running.
And it's just the
keeping
same
keeping up
description.
With the car.
Yeah. And like the long limbs and the, you know, the height. Anyway.
The draggy hands.
Yeah. No, I hate it. I want to see it. Yeah. But from the seat like that, I would like that
like
exact
a
experience.
Safari experience.
Yeah, not like the one where the guy was driving over the bridge. Remember, it ran in front of his car.
Yes, no, never.
A safari experience of Yowies. Yeah, if someone could just organize.
Yeah.
I just think that Tim the Yowie Man should create a Yowie safari.
Yeah,
just catch one and put it in like a sort of a Dubbo Zoo situation, and we'll just drive around and look at it
from the safety of your like ATV.
Yeah. Love it.
Poor Yowie in captivity.
No. Like, everyone's like, cool, so we're supporting zoos
people.
Now. but the other thing people see there is the Min Min lights, which we haven't covered yet, but we will. And I'm not going to go into them now because they're too good to go into. But
it's a little teaser.
A little teaser
a little
for
taste.
A future. A little taster.
A little wagon.
A little morsel. A little wagon. A little morsel in a little wagon.
Yeah.
With a little horse on the front of it. So they're like basically a Min Min light is a light that floats above the horizon and follows you.
I hate that.
We don't know what they are.
I hate things following people.
I know. Don't
Can we
follow
not
me.
Follow?
Just
don't follow.
You go and mind your own fucking business.
Be a Yowie. Be a mysterious light.
Hang in the Pilliga.
Exist. Don't follow me.
Stay away
Let's
from my car.
Do our own thing.
Yes. I'm not going to bother you.
Lead separate lives.
Yeah. If
don't
someone,
follow.
If I. You know, minced into the forest after you, kill me because I shouldn't have done that.
Because you shouldn't have been following it.
I shouldn't have been. But if I fucking shoot you with the gun in my car that I don't have, you can't be upset at me because you followed
me. Yeah.
This is not.
I'm picturing you in that Ivan Milat picture with the hat. The gun.
I know why. Why do I have a gun?
But your face, but with the hat and the big gun.
Like channeling the spirit of Ivan Milat, but only in that picture.
Just that picture.
Not the murdering people.
Not all of that
Only
stuff.
Min Min lights. I'm sorry.
Shooting at the light.
My God, that's when I've officially like lost my fucking mind and you need to like intervene in my life if that's starting to happen. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. One driver apparently thought he was driving toward another vehicle, but then he looked again and the headlights were just gone.
Mm.
I know, fucked. And there's no exits on that stretch, just trees on both sides. So there was nowhere for the car to have just like turned off.
Oh.
So there's a lot of weird shit.
Sounds like a horrible road.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I've driven it, but it would have been just in the daytime. Mm.
I feel like my friend Brianna, separate Bree to the one I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
She lived in Bourke for a long time and I feel like she's told me stories about, because she also lived in, I can't remember the name of it, but it was closer to us than Bourke and I feel like it was around this area.
Oh, I know what you're talking about too.
And she talked about it. She's heard stories and they wouldn't drive down there because they were scared.
It's so crazy that so many people that live in that area, like that sort of Yugunadun, Narrabri, Coonabarabran area, all have the same kind of story of like we didn't drive down there or like we did but it was creepy and we wouldn't really do it at night and it makes me think something's going on in
there.
But
even the other day when you were on the Wakehurst Parkway and you put that in the group, people were like, I live in Mona Vale or whatever and I go the long way. I'm so scared of the road.
It's so crazy.
And that's like in the middle of Sydney.
Yeah.
And it happens. So you can imagine you wouldn't in the country want to be driving down this dark road.
And like, fair enough. Let's.
I'm never going there.
Why taunt the ghosts? Why taunt them?
They're like teamed up. They have a meeting.
Yeah.
The Yowie, the Pilliga Princess, the Min Min Lights. They're like, okay, who are we going to fuck up tonight?
Who?
You
is
take them.
Our victim?
I'll take the next car. Yeah. We'll go in shifts.
Just keep everyone out of this area so they don't find our really nice salt cave.
Oh, and
crystals.
the demonic yeah. presence as well.
Yes, the demonic presence is just like hanging.
Yeah.
Like a purple cloud of like a fart. Yeah, that's how I imagine it. That's pretty much my story. The only other thing I was going to tell you was that you can go and visit the Pilliga Princess because she's actually buried in Narrabri.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd do that.
Yes, that would be a nice thing to do.
I think so. I think even though she's a ghost now. Mm. Or is she? Is she a demonic presence? We don't know. But
maybe if we go and be nice to her, she'll stop scaring people.
I don't want to like make any deals with what I believe is the devil.
Yes. I have a question.
Mm.
Ooh, you won't know the answer, mm-mm. but it's just a thought that I'm having.
Yeah.
Like when she passed away. No, she didn't pass away. She died in a
car accident. Yeah.
So when she died, did they go and find her camp and like pack up her stuff?
I don't think so. I don't think they knew where she lived.
So like bushwalkers could come upon that.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit scary.
Yeah, I don't want to go looking for it.
I really like bushwalking, but not like off the trail.
Yeah.
I just like, you know, here are the top walks in Tasmania.
Yes.
I pick one. There's other people.
Yeah.
There's, you know, sometimes it's a bit rocky or whatever.
Yeah.
But at least it's like the trail.
Yes.
And not just, what's it called, bushwhacking when you're just... Yeah. go off the trail and just wandering through the bush. No.
Yeah.
Because that's when you might find a weird hut.
Yeah.
And it's deserted and then it's creepy. And you get scared.
Yeah. I like a trail. I did a lot of walks on my trip that were like on a trail and no one is around. And that was fucking scary too because mm-hmm. I was alone. And one of them was like a roadside stop. I think I've told you this before.
Yes,
you park your
and
car.
I hated it. Yes.
Yeah, and then you walk down.
I was
and
angry
just like
at you for doing
terrifying.
It.
But even some of the big ones, like I did the Catajuta walk, which is the best, I reckon one of the best walks.
Where is it?
So it's Catajuta is the Olgas and its new name is Catajuta because they've gotten rid of the Olgas.
Yeah.
In the same way they got rid of Ayers Rock. It's the original indigenous name. And it's a lot of people say it's better than Uluru in the sense that it's more beautiful because it's quite, it's like a bunch. I thought it was music, but it's just a motorbike. It's like, what's going on?
Me
it's like
playing
music
the French
coming
horn
back in. Yeah. It's like Child Josie outside.
Child
the
Josie.
Spirit of Child Josie.
Puffing away. Puffing? Yeah. No, I didn't puff.
Just
blowing.
Blowing away.
That sounds bad.
It does, but it's not what we meant.
It's not.
Anyway, yeah, Catajuta's beautiful. It's just like, it's almost like a multiple mountains, red
wow.
mountains, and it's all like greenery between it, and it's just really beautiful. But I did a lot of that on my own because people wouldn't do it because it's 40 degrees.
Oh,
what fucking idiot goes on an 11-kilometer hike at 40 degrees? This bitch.
I definitely wouldn't. Actually, I did.
I totally
Hawaii.
Did.
It wasn't 40 degrees, but it would have been like 95% humidity.
Oof, that's
I was so sweaty.
Yeah.
But at the end of the hike is a beach.
Oh, beautiful.
So that was nice.
Do you have to walk back though?
Yeah.
Ugh.
But then there's another beach.
Oh, yeah. It's just constant water.
So you're just like
submerging
yourself. Throw
yourself
in here, throw yourself in there. That was the hike where I got like 50 meters into it and had a breakdown.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You did tell me about that.
Yeah.
And you're
that
with Bree. That's the other, the original
no,
Bree.
It was Julian.
Oh, Julian.
And he pep talked me and he was like, okay, this is like, I think it was like we'd done 100 yards. Yards. I'm Rex Gilroy. Whatever Americans measure things in. And then he was like, okay, let's just get to the next marker. And then if you think that you don't want to do it anymore, we won't do it. We'll turn around. And I was like,
okay.
And then he found me a good stick. I like to have a stick
yeah.
when I'm walking. Found me a good stick. We got up there and I was so sweaty. I was sweating into my eyes and I was just like, and it was hard. Like it was really hard to get to that point. And then I looked down up really high and the water is so clear.
Oh.
And we saw this thing in the water. Oh. And I'm like, is that a person swimming? Like whatever it was really like kind of languidly swimming, like in a relaxed fashion. We're like, is that a boat? Is that a person? It was too big to be a person and it wasn't a boat. And we're like, it's a seal. Oh. It was a big monk seal.
I did not know where that was going.
They are massive in Hawaii, huge monk seals. And they come up on the beach and then the lifeguards put a little barricade around them and just let them hang out. They're massive. And it was so beautiful. And I just went, I can do this.
Because the monk seal did it.
The monk seal became my totem.
He swam there, but
yeah,
same.
He became my inspiration, and it was such a nice moment. And then we kept going.
Oh well,
but I was so fucking sweaty, and I was really like, thought I was going "Why somewhere else? Have we done this? Why have we chosen today to hike?" But it was a happy story, and that was like the first one I did because I'm not outdoorsy. I didn't grow up being outdoorsy, as you can probably tell from stories about listening to classic FM. I was always a bit more bookish.
Yeah.
I wasn't like, you know, let's climb a tree. That wasn't me as a kid. And Julian is outdoorsy. So mum said, before you go on this holiday, I want you to be outdoorsy, okay? I just want you to do outdoorsy things for Julian. So every time I did an outdoorsy thing, I'd get him to take a photo of me doing a thumbs up and I'd send it to her. Riding a bike, thumbs up.
Here I am.
Doing a hike, thumbs up. But then I kind of got the love of it on that holiday. Mm. And now we do it all the time.
Yeah, because you do. You always say you're going on
hikes. Yeah, now
so
it's
on.
Like, that's the new me.
It's the new Josie.
And his whole family is so proud of me. They're all like, good girl. Because like, I tried to go on a hike with them once and got like 10 meters into it. And I'm like, I'm just going to sit this one out.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit over here. And I've just got a little latte.
You guys go ahead.
Oh, I love that. Mm.
But I'm never going hiking in the Pilliga.
No.
Because it sounds
neither
scary.
Of us are. It unless really someone scary. Wants to pay us money to do it, in which case I'll do anything
Speaking
for money,
of
really.
Which, we got an email.
Yeah.
You got it. I got it.
I don't even know what this is.
From the quarantine station.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. So we're going to fucking do it, aren't we?
Yes.
Yes.
It is the same night as Kardashian's trivia.
Oh.
But.
Difficult.
But it does sound fun. So remember in that episode, everyone listening.
Everyone.
It feels weird to address.
I know, this, but I also feel that they're here.
Yeah, they're here with us. So we kept talking about the woman from the quarantine station that always emailed us.
Yeah.
And she did, or someone did.
She did.
And said, hey, we're doing a Halloween ghost tour.
Like the worst kind of ghost tour that you can do.
At the quarantine station, would you like to come and you can like film.
Yeah.
And take photos for your media outlet. And you were like, absolutely not. And I'm like, we should. I don't know why I was like, said that because I hate it.
I think.
And then you were like, yes, we should.
Yeah.
For you guys.
For you guys. So we're going to go. We're going to like force one of the video guys to come with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to get them to film us screaming for 3 hours basically.
And then we're going to upload it unedited.
Yeah. It's just going to be a lot of screaming. People will probably fuck with us because it's Halloween. Oh. So they've probably got people hidden in the walls.
I might fart out of fear.
Josie's fart will be in there. If someone pees their pants, we'll zoom in on it. It's not going to be a good time, but it's going to be a great time for you guys.
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
That's happening.
That's, yeah, maybe
that's
happening.
That's some sort of real soft news there.
Yes, which is so funny because we knew – that she, but she didn't reference the podcast.
No.
But I was like, I wonder if she'll hear this and then like pitch things to us. And she did.
She did.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a weird place to end, but we're going to do it because this whole episode's weird. Bye.
Bye.